Psalm 102. Listen to my prayer, O Lord, let my cry come unto you. So he's got this idea that when he prays, his words actually go into the very presence of God. Don't hide your face from me in the day when I'm in trouble. Incline your ear to me in the day when I call, answer me quickly. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned like a hearth. My heart is smitten, withered like grass, so that I forget even to eat my food. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I wonder if that really was the case with David, or whether he just feels so much like Job that he says things that are very similar to what Job says. And that's how we should be, that when you're in distress, you think of other people in the Bible who went through what you're going through. I'm like a pelican in the wilderness. I'm like an owl in the desert. I watch, and I'm like a sparrow alone upon the housetop. My enemies reproach me all day long. Those who are furious with me have sworn against me. I've eaten ashes like bread and mingled my drink with my tears because of your anger and wrath. For you lifted me up. That's David feeling. He'd been lifted up to be the king of Israel, and you've cast me down. My days are like a shadow that's declining, and I'm withered like grass. Well, that sounds rather like Hezekiah. So maybe, see, all these psalms were applied by different people to themselves, and that's why it's a bit hard to interpret them sometimes. Maybe Hezekiah felt like that. And of course, when the sundial was made to go back 10 degrees, it was to show him that he was being given 15 years. But you, O Lord, will endure forever, and your name to all generations. You will arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favour her. Yes, the set time is come. So now this sounds like it's the words and the feelings of the exiles in Babylon waiting to go back to Jerusalem, to Zion. For your servants take pleasure in her stones, and they love the dust of it. Well, that's how they felt when they were in captivity. But in Nehemiah it says that when they did go back, they complained, there's too much dust, there's too much rubble for us to clear. So it's one thing to like the idea of being in God's kingdom, but it's another thing to actually have to do the work that that requires. So we mustn't just like the idea of the kingdom of God, but we are to work for it today. So the Gentiles will fear the name of Yahweh, and all the kings of the land your glory. When Yahweh will build up Zion, he will appear in his glory. Well, that was the idea, that when Jerusalem or the Temple Mount Zion was rebuilt, then God would appear. And they were to build the temple according to what it says at the end of Ezekiel, and then the city would be called Yahweh Shammah. The Lord is there. But that didn't happen. So God gave them all these possibilities, but they didn't really want to make it come true. But while they're in exile and saying words like this, then, yeah, sure, they liked the idea of it. But the reality was different. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and will not despise their prayer. This will be written for the generation to come, and the people who will be created will praise Yahweh. For he has looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did Yahweh behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to know those who are appointed to death, to declare the name of Yahweh in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem. Well, God is in heaven, so far away, but he looks down upon this earth, and he sees you and me, and he listens to the groaning of the prisoner. People who are literally in prison, or people who are in very difficult situations in their life that make life feel like a prison. God knows. His distance from us and his greatness doesn't mean he doesn't know. He weakened my strength in the way. He shortened my days. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Sounds like Hezekiah now. Your years are throughout all generations. Of old, you've laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will endure. Yes, all of them will become old like a garment. As a vesture, as a jacket, as a garment, will you change them, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end. The children of your servants will continue, and their seed will be established before you. So what he's saying is that despite the way that things seem so pretty hopeless, he knows that ultimately, in the end, the kingdom of God is going to come, and these things are going to be wonderfully and gloriously true. That's what we've got to do, to hold on to our faith. In the end, that Jesus will come and establish the kingdom, even if we're struck with sickness, even with death itself, even if things don't go as we think they could have done or should have done. In the end, God's kingdom will last forever, and we can really be there.